I would take your attention for a second, please.
Yeah.
Before the movie starts, we would like to show you a brief slideshow on Auroville International meeting in Ethiopia last November. About 25 Aurovillians went to Addis Ababa, and we were hosting the Red Cross compound. We gave a lot of presentations to many people in Ethiopia. Auroville International Ethiopia chairman is here, and you already know him by now, Hemenek. Thank you. And Vani was Auroville International coordinator for the event. Thank you very much for coming. So after the short slideshow we put on, you can explain a little bit what was happening. You tell me where to stop and stop. Yeah? And after that, we will show a movie where Hamlet is acting in it. And then you can give a little bit of an introduction before the movie starts. It's all right?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I talked to some people when I've been in Auroville, and some people probably don't know where Ethiopia is. So I want to tell you where Ethiopia is. It's definitely not in Siberia, as somebody thought that it was. We are a country that is in East Africa, north of Kenya, south of what used to be part of Ethiopia, but now it's called a new country called Eritrea, which is on the Red Sea. Across the Red Sea is Saudi Arabia. North of us is Sudan. And north of us is Egypt. Of that is Egypt. So that is where we are located. Ethiopia is one of the two countries in Africa that has never been colonized. The other country being Liberia in West Africa, which is a country that was formed to receive the African Americans that wanted to go back to Africa after slavery. And Liberia was created for that group of people, and that is in West Africa. Ethiopia has a very long history, a recorded history of 3,000 years, and a non-recorded history that has just been written now goes back 15,000 years. So it's a very rich country, a country of 80 million people and 80 different languages. Ethiopia is also famous for being the cradle of mankind, where the earliest hominids were discovered. Lucy, that was discovered by an American anthropologist, archaeologist, Professor Johnson, who was 3 million years old. It is the only example of bipedal Komodo, the first sort of monkey that walked. A young lady, short. So Lucy is 3 million years old. We have her entire skeleton in the museum, as some of my friends have seen her. And now Romulus, which was discovered, it's a skull that was discovered in the desert Afar area in the Rift Valley, is 5.4 million years old. So there is a big crack on the earth called the Rift Valley. It starts in the Middle East, comes down the Red Sea, splits Ethiopia, goes down all the way to Tanzania. So basically, we have a very rich history. Some of the Aurovillians have visited some interesting historical places. One of note is the churches at Lalibela, which is northwest of part of Ethiopia, where in the 12th century they chiseled out 12 monolithic churches out of a single piece of rock that are interconnected by tunnels, special drainage to take out the water. So that's among other places, places to visit. They still don't know how it was built. It's granite. At that time they didn't have the technology to cut granite, so It's a big legend about that, but it's a beautiful place among many. Me, I was trained in the United States, which is where Jill and I met 20-something years ago. Jill invited me to come and direct 12th Night, Shakespeare's 12th Night, that I, by chance, had done in the United States, in California, where I used to act and teach university acting and directing classes. Jill and I met in Washington, D.C., at the Sanctuary Theater that she helped establish with two very good friends of ours, Elizabeth and Michael. I was playing in a Chekhov play. I was in the director then. And I was lucky to win an award in Washington, D.C. called the Mary Goldwater Award that was started by famous actor, the late George C. Scott. And that led to a chance to work at the famous Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., probably one of the first and the best regional theaters in America, and one where the audience sits around like an arena, so it's a wonderful place to work. This, I hope, will give you an idea of who I am. I'm kind of a jack of all trades and a master of none. And this, if your stomach is very happy, this is the first time in my life I have cooked. So, maybe I'm in the wrong profession. Maybe I should. I'm showing tonight, actually I had another film, but I couldn't find the film for some reason, in my guest room. So I had another, I was trying to be modest and show a film where I play a small part. As Shakespeare would say, there are no small parts, only small actors. So I was, in the spirit of Orville, I wanted to be very modest, but somehow the film got hidden. Tonight I'll be showing a film called Girdosh. Girdosh. Which means like a curtain, like a cover-up. It's a story about a family. It's the first novel that I have been able to turn into a film. And husband and wife, and then, you know, the husband falls in love with another woman. It's a love triangle. That's all I'll tell you. I play the best man, and this will also give you a chance to see what my hometown looks like. Because some people are wondering if there was electricity or anything like that, you know, sometimes. So my kids were standing on trees. So, we have nice homes and asphalt roads and all that. It's the diplomatic capital of Africa, where the African Union is situated, and many embassies and diplomatic agencies. Okay, that's all I have to say. And I have Mark? Yes? Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you everyone for being there. We had a wonderful dinner, and thank you for participating with us. We are going to continue with this African, I'm sure you saw the model there, that's what we're planning to build there. If you have time, you can watch it. And we're going to build this in the African land, and we're going to have music sessions in the African land, and on Wednesday we're going to have our first session. So those who are interested can mail us at unitypavilion@orville.org.in. We will all get together, clean the place, and we would basically start making music in African land so we can one day build the pavilion. That's what this whole project is all about. And since, is there anything I'm missing? Yeah. We would love to have more African events in the future. And anything else, Anna? Ah, yeah, the Wednesday timings, we would love to have people here by 4:35 so that we can slowly walk up there and see the place, settle down. You can bring your instrument, djembe, any instrument, and it'll be very wonderful because music is the way of how the divine communicates. And in the godly sense, it's the way how we share love. And a place where there is love, growth happens. And I thank you for everybody being here. Ethiopia, as he said, is the beginning of mankind as we understand it with our mind. So thank you again for everybody. This will be the last time I'm talking for the night. So I wish you all a good night. And we have a presentation followed by the movie. And before I end, I think Mark would share. Is there anything else I missed? The team? No? So I would thank everybody who worked with us. I don't want to mention everybody individual's name, but you know, you did an amazing role supporting us in various ways. And I thank you all directly or indirectly who helped us, supported us in kind and in monetary. And I hope that we would meet like this more often and use this place for the human unity, which we are going to work towards, where we have different days for different countries and different pavilion groups can come together and use this place for the development of cultures. So thank you very much again. And I thank individual people like... Okay. Thank you.
I'll tell you a very funny story. The food was so good, we were so worried that everybody wouldn't have the thing, and the last person just went in and went up to eat.
You tell me when you need.
No more food. So I didn't eat.
And the people in the kitchen
didn't eat. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
The small presentation which is going there is from in November 2001. The Auroville
Intervention. 2011.
2011. The Auroville International have organized a meeting, an annual meeting in Ethiopia. So we went in Addis Ababa.
It's the oldest hotel, the first hotel in Addis Abeba. You speak this way? ABI Canada, this is the passing of Mia, one Auroville supporter from Holland.
Does this...
Is in university. The room was really packed of the students of architecture while Josh was explaining The dream work we did in Auroville was really amazing.
And when Margarita is playing also on vocals.
Yes.
That's Lucy. Right there.
Lucy, yeah.
The famous archaeologist. Yeah. This is Lake Tana, which is the source of the Blue Nile. These are anywhere from 12th century on frescoes.
Thank you.
was very full. There are a lot of people. It's a big
Yum.